most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Ladies and gentlemen, Cleveland, Ohio's Ray DeVito.
Woohoo!
Woo!
How you doing, buddy?
Good. I was really into those exclamation points. You had them, so I was going to use them.
Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Go to KTG.com. You find out how to get this show daily for free. Or go to iTunes, type in Keith and the Girl. It's all there. How are you holding up with LeBron James moving to Miami? It's been a while now.
I'm good. I don't know how...
You were having a real heartbreak.
I know. It was sad. He was a douche. He was he's kind of a dick. It really stems like...
You think he owes Cleveland something?
No. All right. If he wanted to leave...
Is he the best player in basketball?
Yeah.
Okay. Hands down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's amazing. But here's the thing that he did that I thought was like the douchiest thing. Is every time he won an MVP award or something, usually someone gets their MVP, they hold it up in front of the camera, say, oh, thank you, something in the locker room.
He put it under his shirt.
No, this son of a bitch, like, rents out Rhodes Arena, invites 25,000 people from Northeast Ohio out, like, and all that. And that's fine, but if you're going to do that, you can't leave, like, 2 weeks later. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you can't embrace everybody.
You're saying he knows that he's probably going to leave Cleveland, but he took Cleveland out to a real nice dinner said that he's starting to have feelings for Cleveland.
Yeah. I think I summed it up with that first joke of that thing about, like, it's like showing the girl you've been dating for 7 years an engagement ring and then having her pick it out, then make her watch you propose to the girl you met that Saturday. That's so fucking cold. It was very mean.
Will he's out for a championship. Will he get it in Miami?
Probably. Yeah, it's probably going to get like 10 of them.
It's just so funny. Like,
did you see this on the news? This was last night, or no, 2 nights ago in Cleveland at an Indians game. Someone showed up in a Miami LeBron James jersey, and he had to get police escorted out.
Like, wow.
Yeah, just a shirt, and it was like they were having none of it.
Wow.
That's my town.
Bunch of bullies.
We are bitter about shit. We don't.
Well, you can see he has this, Ray has this video on his website. It's right there on the front right now, raydevito.net. And a beautiful sight.
Oh, thank you.
I told you that last time. But
Picard.
He did good work. It looks very nice. But the video's right there, and you know he's showing the differences between Cleveland and Miami. And one of the things that he brings up is the music. You do have better music came out of Cleveland than came out of Miami. And you bring up Two Live Crew being from Miami. I remember when Two Live Crew came out.
Yeah.
I mean, they're horrible. They're horrible. But at the time, I had this grin like, I ate the fucking canaries. They were so dirty and so new. You put in the cassette tape and you listened under your covers with the lights off. You're like, I don't know how I got Columbia House through the mail without my mom knowing, but this is the baddest fucking thing.
All they did is they just took old songs like Do Wah Diddy.
Right.
Remember like Do Wah Diddy? And then I remember the lyric, between her legs, she had a big red spot. Do what it wasn't blood, wasn't cum, wasn't cum. My N-word. I don't know what it was. And that's it. And it was a hit. And you loved it.
They're fantastic.
And if you look at those album covers, like the one in that video is just like just huge ass cheeks with their faces in between them.
Yeah.
All three of their albums, it's the same thing. They're all obnoxious like that. Just a big fucking ass with their faces and gold chains.
And
like,
what's funny is you guys were what, about 12 when these guys came out?
Oh, we loved them.
And you
probably older. Probably older.
I was just saying, like, no matter what teenage dumb you had, there were a whole bunch of adults going, period blood. You know? Everyone was, no matter how old you were under the covers like, oh my God, those are asses.
Well, the big one was As Nasty As They Want to Be. And that was 1989. So I graduated in 92. I was 18. So 18 minus 3 is how old I was.
15, yeah.
And it was badass. You remember this hit. This made all the charts. Me So Horny. I got the black book for a freak to call. Pick up the telephone, then dial the 7 digits. Yo, it's Marquis, baby. Are you down with it? I arrived at a house, knocked on the door, not having no idea of what the night had in store. A dog in heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex, 'cause me so horny.
I was like, I had no idea what the night was going to. Really? All your songs are about fucking chicks.
But how did they get permission to play these old? I mean, they had that one with Jimi Hendrix, and the estate of Jimi Hendrix said, "Yeah, you can totally use our song."
Now, if you remember, there was a right around that same time. That's like they say the most expensive album to ever be made, if it was made today, would be the Beastie Boys' Paul's Boutique, because all it was samples. And I guess back then, people didn't like really buy the royalties. They just kind of did it. Like, right. That album could never be made today, because to pay all the royalties of all that stuff they sampled would be like outrageous.
Well, I understand that it's because of the Beastie Boys that they made sampling rules. They're like, these guys are... I'm being dead serious. They said, this is too much, and they started making laws against it. Like, you can't take all this shit.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do anything with it. This is the one with Jimi Hendrix. They all believe that every Tuesday after school, me and Huck would leave
my 7 pixels. How's that not going to be an awesome song?
Right.
It's like Hendrix. Like, you could have me saying gibberish and Hendrix in the background wailing.
I'm pretty sure that is what they're doing. They're not even rapping fun. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, some people, I feel like Jay-Z has this voice where nobody else can do his songs. You know, I know a lot of people don't like 50 Cent, but he has something about his voice. Biggie Smalls had something about his voice. Biggie Smalls, I think, is like the master
of
it.
He just had food in his mouth. That's all he was doing.
But these guys are like, I was walking down the street and I got mean. I saw a bunch of girls that I wanted to meet and I walked up to them. I wasn't shy because, you know, I'm the man and I'm a fly guy. Kick it. It's just not that clever. It's, you know, sixth grade rhyming, you know?
Well, they watch Full Metal Jacket. The Vietnamese chick says, me so horny. And they're like, I got a song. That's enough for them. Is this ridiculous to say, even if it's just they're cursing, and I didn't hear anything like it before, that I believe 2 Live Crew is groundbreaking?
See, but it's fine if you believe that, but it's funny that you don't believe that other people are groundbreaking. Like the comedians that you say when...
Oh, no, I understand they're groundbreaking, but that doesn't mean I find them great, you know?
Okay. All right, then, yeah, sure.
Okay, I will say this, though. That same time, it was NWA. I would say they were more ground... Like, NWA scared me.
These guys... But these guys...
Like,
these
guys scared.
These guys were just curse. You know, NWA... They tried to make some kind of statement.
Yeah, but I think it's funny because NWA are so fucking badass, we're not even allowed to say their real names.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
You know the guy's name who leads 2 Live Crew?
Luke Campbell.
Is it Luke Campbell? Yeah, Luke Campbell.
Skywalker.
And he calls himself Luke Skywalker. Why not? Because his name's Luke.
The fuck?
Yeah.
You know, you can't stump Ray. Ray knows everything about music. You notice in any genre. It's just, he knows like rhythm and blues, hip hop. He knows.
I wouldn't say that. But yes, I did.
Anything we just brought up, Jimi Hendrix came up, you knew about it. You knew the crisscross about like all this, everything, every samples that happened. It's amazing. It's really impressive. Then you're hanging out with a party. Every party that I went to, Ray DeVito's there. Music is playing. He knows all the lyrics. Sings not one key on note, but whatever.
I have no musical ability.
No,
at all,
but if
at
you
all.
Did, man,
he looked more into the facts than the notes.
Yeah,
that's fine. Speaking of groundbreaking, I saw Jersey Shore 2, the debut last night. Just as good.
Oh God,
is it
just as good? Now, if you didn't see Jersey Shore 1, you're missing a lot, and you might think like, all right, it's going a little slow. But I know these jackoffs, and I'm in it. And there's going to be some drinking.
Yeah.
Some creeping and definitely some fights.
What about tanning?
Oh, they'll be the tan, the gym, the laundry, the GTL. Yeah, def.
What about did they do this thing because it's the second season? Do they go last time on Jersey Shore?
No. You just have to know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody should be in the know by now.
Oh, but Angela's back. Oh. They don't not like her. They don't like her. I don't think any of them are Italian.
Spoiler alert. Because a buddy of mine just filmed her, like, a video. She's got some stupid ringtone or something.
This Angela?
Yeah. She doesn't last. They get sick of her.
Well, that makes sense. Angelina, I keep saying Angela. Angelina.
But oh, how dare you?
She left in the first one, and now she's back in the second one. And they're acting like she wasn't even invited. Like two of the jerk-off boys said, yeah, why don't you come on down? And she just showed up, and they happened to have a bed for her.
A buddy of mine shot this thing for her, for this ringtone thing. I mean, he was hired by her people.
Right.
Or whatever. The fact that she has people is ridiculous.
Right. Right.
But she was 7 hours late. And was like, and they actually had to like go pick her up. Like she,
sure.
I guess she's just a bitch.
Wow, like, I think at 7 hours late, you didn't show up. You're not late anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
But they know it, you know. They're like, well, we're doing this with her. You really have to count that time into your schedule.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but
why are they punching Snooki and not her?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe. I mean, if she leaves the house, a slap or a punch took place. Something happened. But, oh, there's going to be fights all over the place, and I'm in. I like it.
That's my favorite is the commercial where it's a situation, and Snooki's, like, riding that horse or whatever.
Right.
And she goes, oh, this hurts my vagina. And he goes, oh, you want me? He goes, oh, here, I'll get you down. And she goes, nah, I kind of like it. Enough said.
And I'm in. I'm telling you, groundbreaking. Do not play the Jersey Shore drinking game. Drink when they say words wrong. You got to trust me on that. That will not end well. These fucking guys, they're not scholars. But I was in it. I was not disappointed at all. The governor of New Jersey, his name is Chris Christie, is saying that he's no fan of a Jersey Shore. It makes New Jersey look bad.
Well.
And he says...
It also makes New Jersey smell bad.
Yeah.
It makes the bridges all congested. It's very interesting with this Jersey Shore, the kind of culture it's just manufacturing.
It's all these jerk-offs that's doing it.
Well, aren't they in Miami now?
Yeah, they're in Miami.
Why
but
is it Jersey Shore?
It's still called Jersey Shore because that's name recognition, and he doesn't like that. And he says, you know what they do? They take some people from New York, they put them in Jersey, and they're making us look bad. So, A, these people, maybe some are from New York. A lot of them aren't from New York City. And so he's saying, no, don't think Jersey people are like this. This is how New Yorkers are.
Right, which is just insulting for us.
It's the same thing you're saying.
But here's the thing. Nobody's saying, I don't think that they're saying they're from the Jersey Shore. These are people who spend time and vacation at the Jersey Shore.
Right.
A lot, it's like...
It's a mindset.
Yeah. So is.
Oh, they're not Italian, but they're Guidos.
Right.
It's a mindset. You can be a Guido and Guidette and have no Italian in you whatsoever. It really doesn't matter. But you're right. You know, why is it Jersey Shore in Miami? To check out the new show, New York, and it takes place in California. It's a little silly. But
it could be New York because New York is a state of mind also. You know, and you could take a bunch of New Yorkers to Miami and call it New Yorkers.
I guess so.
You know what I mean?
I guess so, but they're not...
Jersey Shorers.
They're not Jersey Shorers. Exactly. Well, anyway, this governor, he doesn't like that show. He thinks it makes New Jersey look bad. Well, one of the staffers of this governor let Angelina into his office and took some pictures.
Is that a big fuck you?
Yeah, kind of. From a staffer, maybe.
I think, right?
Right. So she said, hi, Governor Christie. I wanted to come and say hi, but you weren't here. I wanted to meet you. Hope you'll watch. And then I fist bumped. Okay. So.
All right.
There you go.
Looking forward to that.
There's the governor. We were talking fairly recently, and it came up when Kyle got harassed on the street a couple days ago or some time ago. Have you ever been into a fight, Ray?
I'm horrible at fighting. I am horrible. But I was listening.
So you are in very good shape. I assume you work out. You look like you work out.
Yeah, I'm not good at fighting.
But you guys are about the same size. How tall are you?
5'10".
Yeah. Well, you look tall, and you look like a guy that it's you're not scrawny. You look like a guy that maybe is left alone.
I'd look for somebody tinier if I was just being an asshole on the street.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, but I think that's what it is. Like dudes that are a little bigger can't go for like the tiny little dude. So.
So they skip over you?
No, I don't get it.
No, he's saying they go for him. It'd be disgusting if they went for a twig.
Mm.
Yeah, but I listened to the story about Brother Love, and I think that is something like my last altercation was maybe like 8 years ago back in Cleveland. I was in a basketball league and playing basketball. That's what like dudes do that are like the bigger dudes, the guy they take it out on a littler guy. So for a basketball player, I'm like the littler guy. And this dude, he's maybe like 6 pounds bigger than me. I go to the basket, and he purposely, it was like a physical thing, and he just, like, hits me as hard as he can on purpose, like, trying to hurt me, like, right. Right. And,
Acting like he's playing basketball, though. Like, he's blocking, but he's really hurting you.
Yeah, but it was, like, a physical game before right. this. So, like, it was clear. Like, his intention was to hurt me. So, right. he just collides into me. And so, I'm like, son of a bitch. And, like, the guy comes over to me. And it's one of those fake sincerity things. Like, are you all right? Right. Kind of thing. When you know he doesn't mean it. Like, he was trying to hurt me. So, I just... Here's the thing. If you're going to fight, just punch. But I, like, shoved him as hard as I could. And the dude was like... And he fell over, like he. But I was hurt, so I'm like I realized like my chest is killing me. So all I do is I just remember hearing footsteps real close. Like I just hear like people like ooh, and then like footsteps coming. So the dude like he picks me up, throws me over, and like starts throwing some. And it was like over as soon as like that or whatever. But
When you say he picks you up and then starts punching you?
No, I think he's trying to like suplex me or something, but like picks me up . And then as I fall on the ground, he's like trying to punch me.
Oh my God.
But he doesn't connect.
He's not even letting you fall to the ground, this
wow.
guy.
No. So, but he doesn't connect. I'm like, also, the funny thing was I was like sweaty. So I like kind of slid away. you like, know not on purpose.
You know what this reminds me of? JWoww on the Jersey Shore.
Oh God.
Was about to fight a bitch. And she says, and is this a thing girls do? She says, I'm going to put Vaseline all over my face, put my hair up, and knock this bitch out. Girls put Vaseline on their face?
This yeah. is actually very, very ghetto. This is for people who are all ready to fight. I remember working at my father's store, and one of the local girls worked with me also. It was a bad neighborhood. And she was like, so yesterday I was on my stoop, all right? I was minding my own business, okay? And I was with my friends. I was with my girlfriend. I wasn't doing anything, okay? And I'm like, all right, I guess this is a story. Okay, yeah, sure. So this girl comes up and she starts some shit with me. And I'm like, mm-mm. So I go in my house. I put my hair back, okay? I take off my earrings, all right?
And so she said, take off my joy hair up and Vaseline. Yeah,
and Vaseline all over my face. Because, you know, I can't come into work with my face all scratched up and shit. You know, and the girls be scratching you and shit. I'm like, you don't look scratched. Mm-mm. So I get all the shit on me, and I come outside, and she's not even fighting.
I mean, when I fight girls, I'm happy just when they put on the Vaseline, and I go, goodbye. Now deal with that, because that beads in the shower, that shit's hard to get off.
I'm like, I win. Before the fight even comes on Vaseline, I win. Goodbye.
So you have the Vaseline on, and it's for scratching, and then...
It's to deter... Like, it actually, I think...
You
I think
slide
it's most,
right off?
Yeah, it's mostly for scratching so that they don't have scratches on their face. It's to protect what you're going to look like after you fight. And I think also, even... hitting, because I don't know...
Boxers do it, I think. I think they do
it. Yeah, so things just slide off of you and you don't get as much of an obvious
Well, you don't
face.
Get impact yeah. when the fist, like, it doesn't plant.
I think you could still impact somebody's face, but I think with the way girls fight, it's less scratches and less, like, you just slide off. And if you don't... You know, girls hit a lot harder. If you hit really hard, you're penetrating Vaseline, you know? But...
Before every fight, I dip my face in a big vat of Astroglide. People laugh at me like, oh, you need that much? And I'm like, well, just in case shit goes down.
But also with girls, you know, what happens is if these girls, you know, I wear the big earrings. So all you have to do is, because they rip each other's earrings off.
Ouch. Ow.
That's why they're taking off the earrings, because they wear hoops and, you know.
I also saw that. I saw they later in the Jersey Shore, and they show two of these girls in the house fighting. And it looked for a second like one grabbed an earring. I'm like, you could just rip that off.
And they have, yeah. And that's how that, you know, there's a thing for a reason. You put your hair back because, of course, girls go for the hair first thing. It's the easiest thing. You know, once you have somebody's hair, they're yours.
Right.
You know, you could just pull them around by their hair. So they put their hair back so you can't grab it.
Girls fight dirtier than guys.
I know.
Because like a guy fighting, you really, you mean it. Like you want to hurt this guy, but you're not eye poking. You're not, you know, just grab the dick and rip it off. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, no, there's rules to fighting. These chicks, that's crazy. They're biting your lip off.
They don't care how they look.
They
like,
don't.
As a dude, you're like, all right, right. I got to look cool.
Right.
Well, to finish the end of this, the story, like, that whole thing gets broken up, like, pretty quickly. And, but I kind of felt like, afterwards, like, all right, that dude was bigger than me, and I didn't, like, back down. Like, I kind of felt kind of manly. Well, a buddy of mine was videotaping the basketball game. So the whole thing's on videotape. So later that night, like, we're watching the video. I'm, like, kind of curious to see. When that dude, like, grabbed me, I remember I, like, screamed. But in my way, it was like, in my head, it was like a Mel Gibson in Braveheart kind of way, like a match
freedom!
Killing. Yeah. It was more like, but I watched it. I sounded like the biggest bitch. It was like, and I just had the wind knocked out of me, so I don't know how I got my voice that high or that. It was like a 3-year-old asking for its mom to like stop what's happening kind of scream. I'm like,
YouTube.
Oh no. That will never. I just hope that's. You ever have like those memories you think back like, I'm such a bitch. Like, I am so. Like,
Yeah, I can think of any fight that I left because I'm like, oh, I don't want to get hurt. And I can still think of these and remember, like, ooh, what a pussy. Do you have those moments? Like, I should have stood up for myself that time.
Yeah, well that's...
Because now you're an asshole if you go back and beat this person up from 12th grade.
Right.
Some people don't feel that way.
Well, this is me not backing down, and I'm still embarrassed because I was like a little, like, no! I'm like, and I'm just like a little kid, like trying to like punch. So embarrassing. I hope that doesn't exist.
Have you ever walked away from a fight that you remember, like, I really pussied out of that?
Oh, yeah. Because you don't know. So most of the time when you're almost about to get in a fight, you don't know the person. So you don't know where they're coming from. And like, I'm not a fighter to begin with. You know, like anyone that wants to fight. Well, I naturally don't want to fight. So anyone that wants to fight, like, we're already not on it even. We're already, like, not an even playing field.
You don't agree.
Yeah. Now, if somebody didn't want to fight, I'd probably be more like, yeah, let's do it. Like, yeah, you don't want to fight? Well, now I do. Because you don't. The second you want to fight, you know what? I'm not into this.
Girl next door, Nisi, she's saying, I've been in more fights than 42% of Keith and the Girl male listeners.
Yes, but she still doesn't think her neighborhood's bad.
Right. That's a sign.
That's interesting.
If you're fighting more than the dudes.
Did you understand the Vaseline before we explained it to you?
That's a very
girl
good
next
point.
Door.
That's a very good
point. Nisi fights?
Come on.
You can't see that? I can see that easily. See that. Yeah.
And she's a tiny little girl, but I could see her kicking some ass.
Yeah, I could see her being scrappy, but she doesn't look like...
Oh, she does to me. You look at her wrong. You're getting nails in the eye, absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
I just remember at the 1000 show, her prancing around that little skirt with these dudes, like the old dudes with money, just like looking at this young girl walk around this tiny skirt.
Yeah, let tiny skirts fool you. No, she
it doesn't mean
care.
Prim and proper. These
no,
tiny
it
skirts.
Doesn't. Yeah. No, it doesn't. She'll fight in her undies.
These guys are hurrying up the stairs after her so they can like get a little shot.
Oh,
it was
God, creepy old men.
Hey, speaking of ladies, and you already know this, of course, but this coming week. Where Keith and the girls going on vacation. Separate vacations, because we separated. And I'm going with Kat, your ex.
What? Wait a minute. What?
He just opened another beer.
He's chugging shots. To my brother's place.
Hang on, I'm going
to
go put some Vaseline on. And we'll finish this conversation.
And I just want to make sure that I still have your blessing.
Yes.
Because she already bought the ticket. I remember talking to Ray, and I asked him twice, but I think like the first time I asked him, you know, are you cool if I, you know, I'm talking to your ex, and I don't know if anything's going to go anywhere, but just in case, let me bring this up. And he said like I get sometimes where, it doesn't bother me, but I think it's supposed to. Is it supposed to bother me? Tell me if it's supposed to. I'm fine. We're fine. I don't care. But I think that's what's about it. Like,
you know what the funniest thing? I think she's dating the same dude.
Him, right. No difference?
Not that much.
Well, there you go.
No, she always did. She didn't like say like, oh, I'm into Keith. But like, I always knew she had like a little crush on you. Like, I remember walking around the city with her. And she's like, I remember on this show, this is where Keith did this, this, and that. At this building, you shit in someone's chocolates on Christmas or something while I walked in front of that building. Oh, whatever. Just like little things like
and
that.
And you knew that was love?
No, it was cute. You know, it was very...
When she remembers cool. like a shit story, are you like, what am I doing? I'm taking you to a nice dinner. you're remembering this guy shat in the building.
Yeah.
What did you do most that annoyed her? Or what annoys her that I should look out for?
This the thing, I remember she cannot stand this whatsoever. Well, there's a couple things I would do
The Irish accent, because she hates when I do that.
Because you don't do it. Yeah. I'd love to hear your Irish accent. Does it sound like your Chinese accent?
Mm-hmm. I'm horrible. I won't even try to do an Irish accent.
I'm Irish.
Yeah. There you go.
You sound like Samantha. That's your Samantha.
That's
like,
everybody.
I'm Irish. All right, with my twat.
I got my pen and paper. Go ahead.
All right. I would always do this to her, which she hated, but the fact she hated it made it that much more awesome.
Don't do that. Don't do things that hate her more often.
Whenever there's like a lot of people me walking in New York City, just out of nowhere, I just feel like, I didn't hit you. I did not hit you. And I'll just like say that louder and louder. Right. And the more she like gets annoyed, kind of walks away, I'm just like, you know I didn't hit you. I didn't hit you. I wanted to, but I didn't hit you. And just embarrass the shit out of her.
You know what? There's no way Keith would ever do that.
I don't think I did that.
Ever.
Quit
ever.
Acting like I hit you. Quit acting like I hit you. I didn't hit you.
That's hilarious.
It is. It's so, like, she hated it. Like, she just get embarrassed. I'm like, quit acting like I hit you. I didn't hit you.
You know what? Kenda would do that to me.
I know.
Oh, really?
Well, she would.
It's so fun.
He hates it.
Not that she hit me, but that we're fighting, and she would just start, like, a fake fight. I'm like, all right, can we just stop this?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I do that all the time to her. I'm like, I didn't hit it.
You know what's funny is now Keith is dating someone that hates it, and I'm dating someone who loves it. We fake fight, Lauren and I, like, we used to, I think we stopped, I don't remember the last time we did it, but we have done, and I'm sure we can do it again, where I'm like, what, it's gonna happen again, fucking Lauren, please, and she's like, I'm sorry, and she just falls right into character, she's like, I'm really sorry, and I won't it, but you said that last time, and I'm going to try not to hit you, but now, oh, there I go. I'm hitting you now. I'm hitting. She's like, I know I deserve it. I'm really sorry.
See, I don't get, if it's not a fun sex game, I don't get it.
Oh. It's very funny. Well, it's just funny. Like, you see people like, should we be concerned? Should we not be concerned? Like, quit acting like I hit you. I didn't hit her. Quit acting like I hit you.
Oh, you're talking to the people also.
Yeah. Quit acting like I hit you. I didn't hit you.
Oh, Keith hates that stuff. He does not like to be that even fake embarrassed in public. Hates it.
The other thing I did.
Don't be loud in public.
We were somewhere like in Times Square, and John Panette was like at Caroline's or something, because like we walked by his poster. You know John Panette.
John Panette. He's in the Chinese restaurant. It's all you can eat.
Yeah.
And well, he can eat a lot. So he keeps taking the food back to, and it's like, you go now! You go now!
Well, there's a Jesse.
Hey, he has to move the microphone stand out of the way right in front of him.
Yeah.
Because now you can see him. Yeah. You know, he's a bigger gentleman.
Well, that's the whole joke. Like, Jesse and I started this just like a little riff we'll do with each other. Because if you've ever heard John Panette, what you just described as that, that's all it is. Everything's like, I don't know if you've seen me, but I'm a big guy. And it's all that. It's all like, I went to a Chinese restaurant, and I don't know if you've seen me, but I'm a big guy. I was at a water park, and I don't know if you've seen me, but it's like, we get it. You're a fish out of water everywhere you go. So the John Panette game is, you say that, but apply to things that have nothing to, like, horrible situations that have nothing to do with his weight. It's like, my 4-year-old daughter died of leukemia. I don't know if you've seen me, but I'm a big guy. And you just keep doing it. I'm like,
but do you think maybe she doesn't like it because she doesn't know who this guy is? You just sound like a wacko.
I sound like a wacko. Yeah.
See, but I feel like Keith, you do that. You're like, what? How did she die?
Oh, we're gonna, during this vacation, we're gonna figure out who let the dogs in.
Yeah.
Fucking annoying.
My dad hates the Mexicans. I don't know if you've seen me, but I'm a big guy. It never gets old. I don't know why. I fucking love it.
I would have liked that one.
You're both going to be hilarious old men. Hilarious. This joke, both of you guys with the old jokes that you keep fucking repeating, at 90 years old, you're going to both say it. Keith is going to be like, I'm on my deathbed. What am I dying of? I'm old. I just got into a motorcycle accident, and it's going to be this funny. You see the laughs I'm not getting? That's how funny you both are.
All right, so here's the list so far. She doesn't like being yelled at.
In public.
No matter what the voice.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm all right.
And you could also hold her down and tickle her. And she hates that shit.
Who likes it?
I don't know.
Thank you for tickling me. Do you, I think people don't like being tickled because, just because, you know, you lose control and you're showing that you're a child. Would you say you're a little child when you tickled her?
No, that's where maybe I messed up.
Yeah.
That's where I messed up. I got to remind her that she's inferior. I would remind her she's inferior, so I'd like fucking horse around with her. I'd do that.
The only thing,
to annoy her.
The only thing that's weird to me.
She's super cool, though. Honestly, yeah. You guys, yes.
Think we'll hit it off?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you guys can be great.
You guys didn't have intercourse, did you?
No.
All right. Okay. No. That was the thing that was weighing on me the most.
You were going to ask him for what she doesn't like?
No, she's awesome. You guys are going to. She's very cool. Very awesome girl.
I think my parents are going to dig her and forgive me for all transgressions, knowing that I'm with somebody that could be Catholic compared to somebody that definitely was not. I don't know the last time she went to church.
I don't know.
That was the problem.
Yeah, that's...
You never asked. Mel Gibson sent a... They have emails now that he sent to Oksana Grigorieva. And he sent these emails the day after it's alleged that he punched her in the face.
See, he did hit her. He could not do that in right. Central Park.
It's not cute when he does it. It's cute when Ray does it.
No, it's funny because I would never do that.
I didn't hit you. Yes, you did. That's the problem.
In fact, I have emails. And I mean, this guy, he's sending everything. There's so much. Emails, texts, phone calls, voice message, carrier pigeon. This guy sent so much... So much proof that he punched this woman and the baby, although in all fairness, he obviously aimed for her and hit the baby by accident. Quit making, like, that's a big deal. But here's an email that was sent the day after she's saying she was punched. Can you please call me? I want to tell you how unspeakably sorry I am. I don't think that was from eating the last piece of lasagna. I don't. And then later on in the day, he wrote, how's your tooth? Which Ooh. She's saying he knocked out. Or split anyway. Ugh. You're in troubles.
But she never reported it at the time, right? Because I feel like the press would have picked up on it.
It sounds like that's when she started recording calls and just to make sure she had enough evidence to get, you know, like you call and
there is a picture.
You got hit once. Mel Gibson's not going to jail for that. But maybe if you have all this, you know, he'll deny it. Maybe if you have all this proof. You start going, you need medication because I know that sets you off. And then you start breathing heavy into my phone. Maybe I have a bigger case. And maybe I get that second mansion. Mm. Maybe. There's this place in Indiana. A cop goes to LaPorte, Indiana, the county fair, to arrest a fugitive. Well, the guy running the gate said, I know you're a police officer, but you have to pay the full $5 before you get in.
That's awesome.
Isn't that funny?
That's awesome.
And this isn't some New York cop. Because the guy pays. Like, come on, man, I'm a cop.
Well, he's going to lose his fugitive. He can deal with that later. But what's funny is, you know, cops don't have a little cop budget on them. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
He has to, imagine if he didn't have his own money on him. He's like, I got to go to the ATM, you know.
He's got to fill out a receipt for petty cash to get his $5 back. It's like, no, yeah, likely story of fugitive. It's a fucking county fair. Of course there's fugitives. Fucking just go up and down the fucking game booths.
I feel like it's him just stalling for time for this guy. He's like, I know everybody running every booth in here is a fugitive.
Right.
Let me just alert them really quick while this guy searches for $5.
1 second, officer. Let me find change, officer of the law. The dart booth. Okay.
You can only go in there and get anybody with the warrant. There's a lot of people in that carnival that got warrants.
Actually, he turns on his walkie-talkie, but the cop doesn't know. Oh, you're here to pick up a fugitive. $5. But you don't have it. There's an ATM down the block. It'll only take you 5 minutes to get in.
Everybody's closing the shops. Everybody's putting down the gates. I was in, when I was a kid, I was in jail for bad checks. And I'm in jail with a lot of guys that... would run, like, whatever they did, you know, they were thieves, robbers, whatever. But the majority of them happened to work, when they needed work, at these carnivals, running those scam games.
Weird.
And for a second, I'm like, I'll come with you. We'll go all up and down the coast. We'll run these games. Like, none of these games are legit. Throwing the basketball in, the hoop's fucked up. You know, the ball into the basket. Like, these are, like, scientifically impossible.
But what's funny is they'll show you that they can throw the basketball in the hoop.
Right. Right.
It's 2 feet closer, though. It's like, hey.
They're closer, like, at an angle that there's no way, standing where you're standing, you can be at, you know?
It's insane.
But, like, shoot down the star. They put Vaseline on the stars. The BBs bounce off.
Well, also, like, those stuffed animals, it's only, like, $1 a piece. Like,
yeah, but it's not that. You're buying your pride. Most of these people are with their girlfriends
You know. You can't tell a chick. Like, it's...
It's rigged.
It's rigged. Yeah, but I really want it. No, nobody can get the stuffed animal. It's rigged. Yeah, I think I want it, though.
That's okay. Why I like the ones. I like the squirty gun ones where you have to blow up a balloon or you have to. The better ones, see, because the blowing up of the balloon, that's harder because some balloons stretch long more. So I get pissed off at that ones. But the ones where you shoot water into that hole and then the thing has to reach the top, those are my favorites. Because somebody's going to win and you just have to, you know,
you're just playing other people in the park.
Yeah, that one's a little better for me.
You know what? This is something maybe Kat should know, actually. Because I don't like making a scene in public. For me, being on the show and saying what's on my mind, walking the streets, I'm not calling everybody a jerk off. But at a theme park, playing those water games, I will yell at a child.
You will.
I beat you! I destroyed you!
Yeah. Now, but you know what's funny, Kat, is that if you step out of line, if you decide to squirt water on somebody, that's not good. But yelling at somebody's child in front of the dad.
If you squirt water on somebody, how you squirting water on somebody? Kinda picks up the fucking water thing. She starts spraying people down. I'm like, that's out of line. Oh, but you could yell at a child. And I always give the present to that child that I made cry. Always do that.
No, he doesn't.
I do so. Like I have a bunch of little whales around here. I give those stuffed whales away.
Can I tell you a horrible story about a kid? Some kid I wanted to punch.
I'm in. I'm with you.
This was this was at Cleveland, maybe like 2 years ago. But I might have told you the story, right? Opened up for Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier, cut it out.
Yes.
Guy opened up for Dave Coulier?
No, I opened up for Dave.
Congrats.
So it's Dave Coulier and myself. And it's like...
He had sexual intercourse with Alanis Morissette.
I guess. I don't know.
They say that... Do you know that? They say that song's about him.
You ought to know.
Ought to know. Going down in the theater and all that. That was fucking Popeye. Can you imagine?
He really does do all those jokes, by the way. It's like, you ever imagine getting pulled over by the cops and just want to give him the Bullwinkle voice? And it kills. It's like, so this is after the show, and it's like open to family. So it's like all ages, like 6 o'clock show. And I'm back in the green room. It's me, Dave Coulier, Dave Coulier's girlfriend, and his girlfriend's kid. And I'm leaving the green room, and there's, like, a family of four, like, right outside. And some kid, maybe it's about the same age as what Dave Coulier's girlfriend's kid is, like, that same age. And he's like, hey, can you ask Dave Coulier to sign my ticket stub? Mm. And I go, yeah, sure, no problem. So it never occurred to me he might say no.
Right.
Never even entered my mind. So I didn't even close the door.
This is the nice guy from Full House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course he's going to sign it.
So I didn't even close the door. Like, I'm just, like, standing in the doorway, like, kind of open. So the girlfriend and her kid can see me. Or, like, they can see the kid. Dave Coulier can. He's, like, sitting over here. And I go, hey, Dave, can you sign this kid's ticket stub? And he goes, no. Tell him I'm busy. I'm with my family. And the kid's right there. And he obviously hears. And I'm going, I'm sorry. He's with his family. Now, Dave Coulier's girlfriend could have said, oh, it's cool. It's just one kid. Right. It's not like a shitload. But she didn't. Like,
well, his girlfriend has a child to feed.
And you also gave the ticket to him. And so he doesn't even have to get off his couch.
He doesn't even have to get up. Like, it's right there. And he's like, no. So I'm like, so I go, so I like, I'm leaving the room anyways. And then I go, I give the kid his ticket stuff back. And I go, hey, man, I'm sorry. And I go, hey, if you want, I'll sign your ticket stub for you. Like, who gives a shit? It's fucking Dave Coulier. Like, whatever. I was from Cleveland. Like, it's in Cleveland. And the kid's mom gives me the shittiest look and goes, well, what good is that going to do? And then they leave. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't say it, but I want to be like, fuck you, like, fuck Dave Coulier, fuck you. How did I end up feeling like shit in this scenario? I'm the only one being reasonable, and like, why am I feeling like shit?
And as a mom, even if it is like, who the fuck is this guy? My kid wanted the other one. You heard it too. The mom heard it too. Dave's not doing it. So teach your kid something at this moment. You know what? Hey, let's meet Ray. Ray is a big time person. Yeah. He just opened for you or whatever. He might be on TV soon. You know, like all this stuff. Like teach, and not that teaching your kid this guy might be on TV. You should look up to him. But you know, hey, let's treat this guy like a human being. He's addressing the situation. The mom was a bigger cunt than anybody.
Yeah, it was just
because she knows better.
You know what you should have said? She says, you know, what good is that going to do? And walks away. And you should have said, and that's why Dave didn't sign your fucking tickets.
It was just like, like after they walked away, I was like, you know what? I'm glad that dude didn't sign that ticket. You know, like, I don't know why. It was just,
No,
like,
I follow. I remember hearing Jagged Little Pill and thinking this bitch is just cranky, but I'm on her side now. Fuck this guy. I remember Dave Coulier had a MySpace. I don't know if he still does. And it had a phone number on there for like booking or something like that. And it was just, there's something about it. I don't know where he had it listed or something that was just strange or needy. It seemed needy. Like it was big. It wasn't, you didn't have to look under contact or anything like that. And so I called it and it was him at his house.
No way. Yeah. Oh, geez.
Like call for bookings. Hello. You can tell he's like making a sandwich or something. I'm like, it's just funny.
Another, to tag that Dave Coulier story. Mm-hmm.
That's comedy talk.
But I come back. I mean, you guys remember Kumail Nanjiani? It's funny, dude. I think he lives in L.A. now. He, like, writes for Michael and Michael. Indian kid. He's a really funny comic.
All right.
Anyways, so I see him at Comics, like, a couple weeks later, and he just got back from Chicago, and I was like, he goes, yeah, I was opening up for Dave Coulier, and they're like, oh, I just worked with him. I go, how was he? He's like, I don't know. We weren't allowed in the green room with him or anything. Like, he kept all comics farther away. This was just 2 weeks after I had just worked with him. So I wonder if that was no more comics get to hang out with him because of me.
What a douche. That dude's a douche. Hey, let me mention this, by the way. The Keith and the Girl store.
Yes!
You go to keithandthegirl.com/store, and I'll tell you what's there. Kendall will tell you more, but right there is my brand new CD and DVD. Ray has it in his hand.
Woo!
Ray is on the DVD, in fact.
I am?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You give me a big hug.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, I am? Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and recently our store has been a little bit replenished, so the baseball shirts are now available in all sizes again. Mm. And we now have a new American Apparel KTG What Do We Do Now shirt.
Ooh.
Based on the phrase, of course, What Do We Do Now? And our book, What Do We Do Now? And that's an American Apparel shirt. And don't forget that some items are on a limited run. So like the brown silhouette logo shirt and the beach towels and a couple other things will not be there once they're sold out. They won't be available at all anymore. So go to keithandthegirl.com/store. Now, before the item that you specifically wanted will not be there. And absolutely, pick up Keith's new CD-DVD. It's so hilarious. The extras on there are super bonus. It's not just regular bonus. They're super bonus.
There's a thread on the forums and no one's writing nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No one's writing nothing. They Twitter me. That was good. There's a forums where everyone can see it. No one's writing nothing.
He's so excited because we're getting emails. Keith's DVD, I just watched it. I watched all the extras. It's unbelievable. He gets Twitters. Wow, I just spent, you know, a couple hours checking out your DVD. It's so great. Best one yet. Da-da-da. And he's like, but go write it on the forums because
everybody can see that. If you write it there, you're not writing it there. Who are you telling? Me? What good's that going to do?
Isn't Sacaputas on there?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. You can get a piece of Sacaputas, people.
Sacaputas is coming up, right?
Yes, this Wednesday.
This Wednesday at Bowery Poetry Club, 8 p.m., right?
KATG, just put that in the code and you get half price tickets.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Go to sacapuntasshow.com, right?
Yes.
All right.
And put in that as the promo code and you get half price tickets.
Yeah. Sacapuntas was a lot of fun. And it was fun to stick that on the DVD. So you have 15 minutes of stand-up that I did when I was with Ray and Dan's place. And then, of course,
On the day of my birthday.
On the day of your birth? On the day where my children play?
Ellen DeGeneres is calling it quits in regards to American Idol. Ellen DeGeneres said she notified Fox and American Idol producers a couple months ago that the show wasn't the right fit for her. Remember when she said it was her biggest dream, you know, since she was a kid and the show didn't exist. It was her biggest dream to judge on that show, to nurture new talent.
I think they had either a mutual understanding or they kicked her off because she wasn't...
I think you're right.
She wasn't doing what that chair is supposed to do, you know? She wasn't bringing in new people. She wasn't helping the show so much.
I'm so happy to say I never saw her on there.
Me neither. I never saw that show before.
Well, that's
I never
what they're
saw
saying.
American Idol.
They're like, what do you think about Ellen on American Idol? Like, oh, I didn't know she was on. Okay, she's fired.
Yeah.
You got to at least know she's on.
Yeah.
It was a difficult decision to make, she says, but my work schedule became more than I bargained for. I also realized this season that while I love discovering, supporting, and nurturing young talent, it was hard for me to judge people and sometimes hurt their feelings.
Yeah, and I think that's a problem too.
I love the experience and I'm very grateful for the year I had. I am a huge fan of the show and will continue to be. I think Enda's absolutely right.
And she's also, she's not known, nor does she want to be known for being a hard ass.
Right.
She's known for dancing, high-fiving people, you know, just being lovable and you're friendly gay, you know? Mm-hmm. The gay.
The awkward white girl that dances to rap music.
Yeah.
I do the awkward white girl dance to
even in her in the commercials that she gets. She's kooky. She's fun.
Right.
It's okay to shake her hand, you know?
Well,
it doesn't
also,
go with American Idol.
I do think she's funny. I do. I will say that. I don't like her dancing. Her dancing, we get it. You're the awkward white girl dancing.
I kind of like the dancing, and I can't wait to be on the show and dance my way in. I know. I'm a complete cheese ball. But
that's just you doing it one time. It's every day. If you guys did your show and you had to dance every day, there's got to be a point where you're like, all right.
But her audience likes it. I don't know.
Well, supposedly she doesn't want to do it anymore, and the audience is demanding it.
There you go, see? Yeah. So she's a slave to it now.
You're right.
She has to dance on her commercials.
I remember being a kid, I thought she was very funny.
Yeah, I
but agree. I can't watch that talk show.
I agree,
I don't know,
with
seems
that too.
Fake. Right.
I don't, you know what? I think I would be okay watching the talk show. You know what it is? Because Keith is like, oh, you like the talk show so much, how come you never watch any of these? I don't like talk shows. I don't like interviews with celebrities because I don't feel like I learned anything. I don't feel like I got anything. I feel like...
But what are they going to say?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not their fault. And when I say, I think I like this person, you're like, why don't you watch it? I don't care what celebrities are up to. You know, I don't care what they thought of making the movie. They liked the director. They liked everybody they worked with. And they have a kooky story about how somebody got pushed in the pool. I don't care.
Wouldn't that be funny? What's it like working with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Kind of a prick. Now, this is going to hurt my chances, but Inception came out nice, but he's a real douche. He really didn't know his lines. He just does a scene at a time, and he's kind of an asshole.
I think I discovered that today because I've been listening to NPR when I'm in the car, and today they were interviewing a couple of big celebrities, and I thought, wow, I'm so not interested in this. I'm more interested in other stories that sound way more boring, but it is. It's like, oh, who's your favorite director to work with? I don't care. And right. I'm not being insulting. I just genuinely don't care.
Ask me who my favorite director is to work with.
The one you last worked with. Who's your favorite director to work with?
Well, that's a good question. And I'm going to say it. They're all so different. And they get different things out of me. Also, in regards to American Idol, Cara DioGuardi... She's a hot chick they have on. I get she works in the music business somehow. I've never seen her.
She's not
there.
A contestant, right?
She's not a contestant. She's a judge. She's been fired.
There was another judge?
Yeah. So there's like four judges. Well, so Randy's the only one that's still going to be there, supposedly. Simon Cowell is starting his own show. I think it's called The X Factor, which is the exact same thing. Ellen DeGeneres is quitting, and then this Cara is kicked off.
No, what are we going to do without American Idol? Who are we going to idolize?
We're told the show will be going back to a three-judge format, and assuming all deals are finalized, the judges' panel will consist of, get this, this is what people are saying, Randy Jackson, Jennifer Lopez, and Steven Tyler.
Oh, you know what Jennifer Lopez is going to say? I loved it. Can you have a more nasally voice? Because I remember waiting for tonight. Well, can you do it a little more like that? Because I know how to sing. But then again, What's-Her-Face didn't know how to sing either, the original.
Paula Abdul?
Yeah. Two steps my way, I take two steps back. They're all dancers.
Straight up, now tell me it's going to be you.
I love that album. I had the whole album.
But they're not dancers. They're not singers. They actually are dancers. They started off as dancers, and they created some sort of career.
Can you tell, by the way, that... We live in a world of MP3s now where I'm like, I had the whole album. I had the whole thing. Now, Steven Tyler, though, from Aerosmith, he's going to be a judge.
What?
That's what they're saying. I don't see
How will he tolerate that?
How's he going to talk? Yeah. You don't know what the fuck he's saying. First, he looks like a woman. He's such a mess. No, I think he's one of the greatest of all time, but my God, he can't give an opinion. You sung like you were a gack to the nines, but if, you know, Songbird's going to fly, baby, it's got to sing, so you're going to Mars. Hollywood, Steven. Huh? What's that? this guy's a mess. Did you know that Sarah Gilbert from Roseanne, the boy daughter, Darlene. Well, I guess she just came out. She's gay. And I guess we're just supposed to say, really?
I only knew that because Lauren dated a co-star there, and she told me, and I was like, really?
This Roseanne.
Yeah, this was my response. Really, Darlene? Yeah, I guess I can see it.
I thought she was gay on the show, but then she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, no, she wasn't gay. She was emo.
She was, yeah, I could see her being gay. Yeah. I liked her on the show. She was my favorite kid.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a thing that I looked up. It's actually on YouTube where she recites a poem that is like her, and then it totally makes me cry. It's so fucking sweet. She was the best character ever.
From her characters.
Her character,
some poem.
Yeah. Oh, so awesome.
I liked Roseanne as a show. John Goodman's great.
Yeah.
The other two kids were like, whatever.
I think the older kid was good. I think the younger kid, once he realized he was on TV, he got old enough to understand what was going on. The worst acting in the world.
DJ?
Yeah. He was really cute and quirky for a minute, but as soon as he was like, wait a minute, I'm on TV, oof-a.
I'll tell you what I never bought. And John Goodman, right? He's like the Michael Landon of the town, right? He'd go and solve any problem. He's not afraid to throw in a few punches. But I never bought that John Goodman was just dying to fuck Roseanne.
Yeah.
Oh, he couldn't get her to the bedroom. I'll cook dinner. Just fuck me again.
Why wasn't he fucking Jackie?
Yeah.
Like, Jackie, like, really? Roseanne's getting laid and has all these kids, but Jackie gets nothing?
Well, Jackie gets laid, but she doesn't get taken seriously, Ray.
I thought she was kind of hot. I thought she was all right.
I thought what I liked about the show is that they looked like real human beings. They wore the same coat every time they went out. You know, the house looked the same, right. And it was a genuine show.
I like that theme song, too, that jazz. It was like a jazz, like a saxophone or something.
Oh, man, and they did the opening where they show all the different Roseanne faces. And
That's creepy.
One of those is like her sunken years.
That was like
later,
though. That was like later in the years. At first, it was just them sitting around at a table.
Playing cards.
Yeah.
And eating pizza, I think.
Yeah, that's creepy. I think that's when that Michael Jackson black and white video came out. It's like, this is the new technology. Mm-hmm. Faces morph. No, it's creepy. Don't morph faces.
Well, it was revealed today at Television Critics Association Summer Press Tour in L.A., that she's a lesbian. Gilbert's sexuality was, for all intents and purposes, previously an open secret, like it is with many other celebrities. In years past, publicists would ask the stories about Gilbert's two children and didn't mention her partner. But Gilbert sat on a panel this time to talk about her new show. It's about moms, I'm probably talking about, you know, how to raise your kids and have a family. It's called The Talk. She's executive producing and co-hosting with, get this, Julie Chen. She's the woman that runs Big Brother. I think she's on the Today Show or something like that. Leah Remini from The King of Queens. Mm-hmm. Holly Robinson-Pete from 21 Jump Street.
Oh.
Sharon Osbourne.
What?
And Marissa Jarrett Whitaker. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is, but it's way too many women. Even
one, two,
on the
three,
view.
Four, five, six women.
It's The View. The
View is four women, and I can't. They talk so much over each other that it just doesn't work. And this is like, Leah Remini has a huge mouth.
Yeah.
And Sharon Osbourne, I feel like they're going to fight.
With everyone.
Yeah. It's just not going to. I like Leah Remini. Until I heard she was a Scientologist, that just sort of creeps me out. But.
Already.
Weird. That's a weird panel. It's like, where's the black woman that has nothing to do? Oh, let's get the 21 Jump Street woman to do it. Let's get an older person. Sharon Osbourne will do anything. Okay.
I'm kind of into this. It sounded like the Jersey Shore. When asked if she thought it'd be easier to be out in a talk show form rather than as a character on a scripted show, Gilbert said, "This is a whole new world for me. I'm not an expert on this, or I don't analyze these things. I'm just sort of living my life. I plan to put my heart and soul into the show. And I plan to continue acting, and I don't think it will be a problem. I don't ever really think of things as out or in. I just think I am who I am, and when topics come up that are appropriate, I'll talk about them and share with them what seems right."
I understand that, but the but you have been avoiding talking about your gayness. You're not in the closet, but people would have asked you about your partner if it was completely open. But you know, they're getting talked to about not doing that.
She says it's a talk show, so I'm going to be discussing my life more, and I felt that the first place that I want to come out isn't in some CBS press release, but maybe somewhere here, somewhere a little more personal.
I haven't seen her acting in anything.
No.
Like, I don't know what she's been in, but I thought she was good. I did. She's even good in that stupid Poison Ivy movie. Remember that?
Yeah.
Dumb.
Well, she plays the same character, sort of like an introvert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess she's not as sassy, though.
You know how many Poison Ivy movies there are now?
We made one. Remember that? Mm-hmm.
Remember that? I'm getting at. Me and him made Poison Ivy 5.
Pardon?
The Lost Tapes.
Yeah.
You'll never see it. You'll never see the light of day. There's 4 Poison Ivy movies. I just saw number 4 not that long ago.
No.
Yeah. The no. Secret Society.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Is Alyssa Milano in all of them?
No. Alyssa's only in one.
Alyssa wasn't in the original one.
No. Drew Barrymore's in the first one.
Right.
And the second one is Alyssa Milano. The third one is the chick from My Name is Earl. And the fourth one is, I don't know.
You just saw the fourth one and
yeah.
You don't know.
No, I don't know.
What was it? What was that movie with the girl from Party of Five and Denise Richards?
Yes, Wild Things.
Wild Things. That should have been, that's Poison Ivy 5.
A Cleveland woman named Megan.
Uh-oh, I know her.
Had never suspected her husband of cheating until her family started telling her about photos of him with another woman on Facebook.
How retarded.
You know, I keep
Cleveland. You're talking about my hometown.
God.
She's the most sophisticated woman there.
I keep reading these stories where cops end up finding criminals from Facebook. Like, you can't help. It's such a fun social network. So anyway, while that's already a tough blow to take, things only got worse when Megan logged on and discovered photos of her husband and the other woman celebrating their wedding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It's rubbing that salt into the wound of already finding out that my husband's having an affair. The pictures are out there for the world to see. It's not just that I have the knowledge, but I see the proof, and everyone I know sees the proof, and people I don't know see the proof.
Now, does she have her wedding photos on there, too? And is this other woman going to be... Tomorrow's article will be, this other woman, because of this article.
Yeah, I don't know what woman's side I'm on. You're automatically on this woman's side. I'm on the other one.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. Megan's husband is a businessman who conveniently has access to, you know, if you don't know, you don't,
yeah.
Good, end the relationship. You don't know your dude has a separate family, then you're really not focusing on the family.
You guys are not spending that much time together.
You don't, yeah, you... Get out.
Said from two people who dated somebody in Ireland.
Hilarious! Hilarious! That's a singer. Score one for Hemda.
Well, you don't think Hemda would know if I was flying over to Ireland with my second family?
Yeah. Fucking touche, Hemda. Touche. All right. Cut deep when you cut, all right?
Megan's husband is a businessman who conveniently has access to his own plane. And travels often to work, for work.
So
she didn't think anything was up until he told her he was going on a business trip to China, but left without his passport.
So she's even in town? Or she's not?
Who knows?
Oh, right. Okay, that's true, yeah.
She's initiated divorce proceedings, but her husband's lawyer claims that they're not actually married because the paperwork on their 2005 wedding was incorrectly filed. So he's like, I'm getting out. I don't want you having any of my money. I'm out. I'm keeping the jet.
That's so unfair. Oh. You know, I think she should get something based on the fraud aspect of it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not about money, but you fucked her over so much. You shouldn't be able to just weasel out of it because of this kind of because technically shit went down beforehand. That's so unfair. And Flying Ace has a good point. It's that new auto tagging feature. See, I didn't think of that. Even if you don't post the stuff that can incriminate you, other people are posting it, tagging you. Even if it's not auto tagging, they're tagging you. So pictures show up on your Facebook without even you realizing it. I mean, you could realize it because it tells you, but still, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have photos on there that they're like, "Oh, I didn't put that up there. I'm not paying attention." That kind of thing.
Megan is adamant that the marriage was legal and even included a prenup. Megan has every intention to fight back and take him to court. So we'll see.
She'll get something. She has to.
It isn't.
You
fair.
Never know, though. You never know. The courts aren't always, you know, that kind of lenient on this kind of bullshit.
All right.
Gentile Esquire from South Florida saying, if Keith has a second podcast behind our backs, I'm going to be livid. I don't like that he's not answering that.
I know.
He was very quiet and very creepy looking for that one.
I didn't really get it.
Oh, because...
You're cheating on this podcast with another podcast.
Because they don't know, and then they'll find out all of a sudden. All right, okay.
I tagged him on the other podcast.
I don't like the tagging thing. You can just tag somebody's name to anything.
That's weird, yeah. I think you should tag it, and then they have to okay it.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Because
you're
technically allowed to untag yourself, but then... You know, it's already out there and that kind of stuff. I think you should hit the tag button and then that person gets, hey, these people want to tag you in this. And then you hit okay or no to all of them.
There's a movie on Facebook, I guess the creator of Facebook. And then, you know, him and his friend end up fighting and get into, you know, there's a whole court case based on that. And it's called The Social Network. But they name Facebook. They're not, you know, being a pussy about it. I want to see that.
I've never heard of it.
Cool.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
I found out from watching The Jersey Shore. The Jersey Shore people introduce movies to you.
Movies that everybody wants to see.
And they act like they're into it. Like they're going to be watching this.
Oh, I see.
They're outside and they're all talking over each other. And I want to see that movie with the cops. Oh, Mark Wahlberg is fine. He's the ultimate Guido.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch out, ladies. I'll take you to the movie. Oh, situation.
That was also on the commercial, the situation trying to order food. Like, what's your name? It's like, situation. And they're like, what? He's like, situation. S-T-I. He spelled situation wrong. He went S-T-I. Situation.
You know what they were getting? I love this show.
I love it, too. I love it, too.
Pauly D's calling for a cab. And he goes, hey, it's Pauly D. And you hear the other end of that duck phone, and they go, what? Pauly D. He's like, all right, where do you live? We're sending a cab, I guess. He's like, oh, Pauly D, the international DJ. Don't get it twisted, playa.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll do the D. I've never seen him DJ.
Well, this season, I think you do. I think he's going to.
Yeah, he DJs.
He's going to beat back a beat. I know that, but I think he's actually going to be behind a turntable.
I'm the chef, by the way. I'm Ray the Chef. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, it doesn't matter if you do it.
I eat at Subway in McDonald's, but I'm Ray the Chef.
Well, here, let me mention this. We are, in fact, taking a week off, having ourselves a little vacation.
Yeah, this coming week, a much-needed vacation, but we will be coming back to bingo, the bingo game at Bowery Poetry Club next Sunday, August 8th, and then the very next day, which I am starting to think, why did we do it the very next day? But right. The very next day, we're starting the 24-hour marathon at noon. You can check that out at keithandthegirl.com/events for details about both events.
It'll be fun.
Ray's gonna be here during the marathon, and most of the times you drop by for bingo as well after your show. That's fun. And while we're away, let me give you some suggestions to do. Catch up on Keith and the Girl stuff that you might have missed. Our TV episodes are available on keithandthegirltv.com. Our live audience shows are available only at keithandthegirl.com/live. Ray DeVito was in our last live event, the 1000 show. That was really fun. You can see the trailers there, too. You can get them only there because a lot of people are subscribed to this show, and the show automatically goes to your feed. But these are the ones that you might be missing. keithandthegirl.com/live.
And they were so much fun. Our first live show was show number 300. That was in New York. And next thing you know, we're in all over.
Dallas,
Canada, L.A.
And if you like Hemmed in Hell, Goat, what would you call it?
A Few Goat Men.
A Few Goat Men. It's very funny.
Yeah, that's on Keith and the Girl TV. And also,
that kid's awesome. Whoever does the animation, he's fantastic. Amazing.
Eric Scove. That's my buddy Eric.
And our website has links to our YouTube channel. You can find out how to get free Keith and the Girl things on our website, how to be a part of the street team, and just a bunch of stuff. So if you haven't checked out the website, check it out. These are little things to do while we're away.
There's plenty to keep you busy that week if you need time killed.
Wednesday, Sacagawea's Bowery Poetry Club, if you would like, if
That's
you want
right.
to go, if there's something.
I might be headed your way because I'm doing a staycation.
Oh, do it. Yeah, you're always welcome. Come, please.
Yeah, I think I'm going to see you on Wednesday. So catch up on all things Keith and the Girl. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and we will get back to you and talk to you guys very soon.
There you go. Ray, thank you very much.
Thank you.
RayDeVito.net. His website is brand new, thanks to Picard. A little help from Picard. But
yeah.
RayDeVito.net. It's got a link. This is really cute. It's got a specific Keith and the Girl link directly to all his Keith and the Girl episodes.
I'm celebrating 24. 24 episodes.
Oh, ooh. And then the next time is the 24-hour show.
That's weird. That's weird.
All right. Have a great week, guys. We'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.